brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's always great having him on. We only got 5 minutes left. Colonel Craig Roberts, riflewarrior.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Craig, we got 5 minutes left. What else is on your radar? What else are you looking at investigating right now? And what do you see happening out in the future with the way things are going?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because I ask myself the same thing all the time. It's kind of interesting that we have this 21 of 12, where we're, the Mayan calendar ends, and a lot of people are preparing for the end of the world and this, that, and the other. I think that psychologically, powers that be could use that to their advantage, you know, somehow. I don't know. You never know what these people are thinking. They're so devious, and, you know, what their plans are. But everybody says that I talk to, all my contacts, they say, we think something is going to happen before the election. We really think, especially if Romney shows in the polls that he's ahead, not that, you know, and you and I both know it doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes, like Stalin said. So I don't trust the media being involved in our voting for any office or anything, because they can announce anything they want. But if we did have an honest election, and Obama was feared that he was falling too far behind in the polls, wasn't going to be able to get reelected, there's no telling what he might try to pull as far as the finances, as far as the banks, as far as the food supplies, as far as martial law. We don't know. But, you know, when his justice, our Department of Injustice, I'll call it, puts out all this information to law enforcement agencies saying if they got an NRA sticker, they're a terrorist. If they're a Republican, they're a terrorist. If they're right wing, they're a terrorist. If they're this, if they're a combat veteran, they're a terrorist. If they were in Iraq, they're a terrorist, and so on. So, and this, you know, they're calling everybody a terrorist except themselves.
Because they're the terrorists.
Because they're the terrorists. And they are terrorists because they are violating constantly the law and committing treason on a daily basis in our Congress.
And shipping guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, that's a false flag.
Oh, sure it is. And all of our politicians in Congress won't do a thing about it. They sit on their hands, and they're just a bunch of weak sisters. You know, they could impeach this guy, but they won't. So, you know, who knows?
Well, Romney won't even criticize the health care thing now. He's saying, oh, it's not a tax, it's a penalty. And the word is more and more, he is going to basically win, but they're going to try to steal it. And then he knows just to sit down and take it because he's bought and paid for by the same interest. But, you know, and again, I never believe in lesser of two evils. But, man, I got to tell you, things are moving at warp speed under Obama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every day is a new awakening of something, you know, breaks loose. And, you know, the feeling all the way across this country in general is that there's a storm on the horizon and they can already see the lightning.
Exactly. Wow. So how do we avert a civil war? But at the same time, we can't just become slaves. I mean,
I don't think we're going to have a civil war. You might have pockets of rebellion, but there's no communications. There's no groups. There's no leaders. There's no movement, so to speak. You've got everybody wanting to take care of their families or their own little neighborhood or whatever. That's just about as far as it goes. But what happens when they bring blue hats in to come out and start kicking people's doors in, then something might get organized.
And that's why they've got all the army brigades, which they admit in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, to go after the states. But that's not going to work. That's going to unify people if they try that.
Well, sure. It's never worked anywhere. But they don't care. You know, they'll try it because they're going to be someplace else sitting it out anyway. They're not going to be here. So, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see what unfolds. And it could be a financial collapse. It could be devaluation of the dollar. It could be China calling in their debt.
World War III, they're trying to get the Russians in a fight.
Well, yeah, and, you know, attacks on Iran by Israel, and we got to pick sides. So, I mean, it could be a lot of things. You know, with Obama siding with the PLO and Middle Eastern terrorist organizations.
Al-Qaeda. They're using Al-Qaeda.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got Hamas. You got PLO. You got all those different organizations that crop up overnight. And it's
stay there, Craig. I want to see what's happening with this next guest. I want to get your take on them openly using Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria now, just briefly.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network.
PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got the CEO from the GMO Mosquito Company joining us here in a few minutes, but I want to get Colonel Craig Roberts of RifleWarrior.com, best-selling author, researcher, retired police officer, helicopter pilot, all that, on with us to give us his take. Also, Army intelligence, his take on Obama and the globalists in NATO saying that the military's under their command now, Congress going along with it, and then publicly letting al-Qaeda have Libya, and now using them against Syria, and now putting in the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. What is the larger plan there, and how do they juxtapose, give up all your rights because al-Qaeda's hiding under your desk, and the TSA needs to grow up your wife and daughter because al-Qaeda might be in their pants, but al-Qaeda's good and taking over these countries?
Well, my take on it, you know, my flags went up when they did Egypt and ended up with the Muslim Brotherhood getting a big chunk of the say-so on what goes on in Egypt, because Egypt previously had been somewhat of an ally to us, and they weren't really a huge threat to Israel, and now they are, and they're not an ally of ours anymore. And then, of course, it went across North Africa, it hit Libya, and then you see the same groups with the same ties to the same people, basically back to Tehran, Iran, and they all have the same plan, and that basically is take over the entire planet and turn us Muslim, and, you know, try to kill off everybody that's not Muslim or fails to pay their tax and convert. So that's the issue I've got is, why did we support any of these people? You know, we shouldn't have had anything to do with that, and except to protect on our own interest, it didn't make sense. So when you've got Hamas and you've got Al-Qaeda and you've got, these different splinter groups that get involved in overthrowing these governments over there that so far haven't been a threat, now they've become a threat.
So the larger strategy is what, in your view?
Well, I think the larger strategy is to put all these people under the same set of circumstances, the same rules, so to speak, the same leadership, the same objectives, and so that they organize to get better. You know, most of the different peoples of the Middle East don't like each other, and it's hard to get them to organize to do anything. The Iranians are Persian. They're not Arabs. And the Arabs are broken down into different factions, and the Egyptians aren't really Arabs. But when they use their saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, then even if they're enemies, they would unite against us or the West or against Christianity or against Judaism. They would do that. That's the thing that pulls them together. And they are purely evil. That whole bunch is purely evil. You don't see a lot of Christians taking hostages and cutting their heads off. I mean, you know, and so that should tell people something right there. And these are the very people who want to get this Sharia law going. They've taken over France. They've taken over Holland. They've taken over the UK. They've got their own neighborhoods and courts and everything. And now they're taking over New York City and places up in Milwaukee or not Milwaukee.
Michigan. But Colonel, my point is this. The more modern, moderate Muslim countries are being overthrown, and the globalists are putting the al-Qaeda jihadis in, and that's the plan. I'm saying it's an organized clash of civilizations playing us off against each other, but this really does illustrate the whole war on terror is a fraud and was designed to take our basic liberties. RifleWarrior.com, it's always great to have you, and say hi to the family for me.
Will do it.
All right, there goes Colonel Craig Roberts. Known him about, I don't know if I interviewed him, like 15, 16 years, but gotten to know him personally over the years. Really nice guy. Has a lot of interesting sources and just getting his take on everything. Okay, we are now joined by Hayden Perry. He's the CEO of Oxitec. He has a background in life as a science sector. And I'm not going to go over his huge bio, but he is the head of the company that all over the world, Australia, you name it, has developed these mosquitoes, GMO mosquitoes, to reduce the numbers of the mosquito that can carry the dengue fever. And they're wanting to release these in Florida. And a lot of people are up in arms about that. And, hey, we try to get folks on from the other perspective. And when they'll do it, they're here. So we can only say that we respect Hayden Perry for coming on. Mr. Perry, thank you for joining us from the UK.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, your Skype looks like you're sitting in the room next to me. All right. So tell us about yourself, the company, what this particular genetically modified mosquito does.
Sure. Well, the company itself is a small UK company. We're about 40 people. We came out of Oxford University. What we have pioneered is a way of effectively producing sterile insects, and we focus on those species that either spread disease like dengue fever or that damage crops in terms of agriculture. So we've got two sides to what we do, both the public health side and the agriculture. The one that we're talking about here is the mosquito called Aedes aegypti, and it basically has come out of Africa. It spread itself around the world, and when you have Aedes aegypti in an urban environment and someone comes into that environment with dengue fever, then you have the conditions with which the dengue fever will spread from person to person, because dengue fever is only spread by the bite of a mosquito, and there's no vaccine, there's no medication for dengue fever, and quite frankly, chemicals have done a poor job in reducing the incidence, because this mosquito is very difficult to kill with insecticides because it lives in and around your home.
Now, I know in places like Australia, from the numbers, you're the expert on this, a lot of people get dengue fever. Some do die. But here in the U.S., what, 30 cases last year, 60 the year before that? I think it's zero so far with the mosquitoes. Why release these in Florida?
Well, it depends on what Florida wants to do. I mean, the reason that we were consulted by the Florida Keys mosquito folk is because Florida Keys did not have dengue for years and years. You have to go back 20, 30 years. I don't even remember the last case. And then in 2009, they got about 29 cases, and those were people who had not traveled. So, in other words, they got dengue locally in the Keys. So what they did is they responded by, you know, very much increased manpower to carry out surveillance, remove breeding sources, carry out chemical treatments. They increased all of the levels of activity a huge amount. And the following year, they had about 67 cases, or there or thereabouts. So they hadn't managed to control it. Now, last year, thankfully, they had no cases at all, which is terrific. But the issue is, you need two things to come together. You need to have the mosquito already in your town, and you need then to have the virus come in. Now, the issue is, if you have the mosquito, then you have the conditions that are ready to spread the virus if it comes in. Now, last year they didn't have the virus. That's good. But because Florida Keys has, I think it's around 3 million visitors a year, and a lot of those are going to come in from places like Puerto Rico or Cuba or around the Caribbean, then, you know, you are at risk.
What does dengue fever do to you?
It's flu-like symptoms. It's known as breakbone fever, which gives you a clue. It can be anything, actually, from asymptomatic all the way through up to hemorrhagic fever, where blood vessels burst, and shock syndrome, and then ultimately death. But normally speaking, people would have a very severe flu, severe headaches, feel as if their bones are breaking. It's very frightening and unnerving. It's not normally fatal, but it is very unpleasant.
All right, well, you're very kind to join us here. Obviously, there's a controversy about having GMO spiders. People don't trust GMO because what we've seen from some of the big companies and the problems and the drug companies out there with all the scandals they're involved in, knowing their vaccines are causing convulsions, knowing that drug out there for asthma was really killing people and didn't help people. So that's why folks are, you know, concerned about this. I'm not saying there couldn't be things properly tested, you know, GMO stuff that wouldn't be a problem. But we have a track record in the larger industry of basically being above the law. So I think that's why people are concerned. We appreciate you coming on to talk about this. Again, we have the CEO, Hayden Perry, of OxyTech, a company that produces these modified mosquitoes. Let's get into, we're about to go to break. Again, you're gracious to spend time with us in the evening over there in the UK. What are these mosquitoes? How are they changed? What do they do? How do they supposedly mitigate the dengue fever problem?
Okay, so how are they changed? What we've done is we've put a gene into these mosquitoes, and that gene causes the offspring, the next generation, to die. Now, there are two interesting facts about mosquitoes. Firstly is males don't bite you and males don't spread disease. And the second thing is that mosquitoes actually don't travel very far. So they travel about 200 yards in their life. So what we do is we have mosquitoes. We breed them, which are in effect sterile. So their offspring will not survive. We release males into the environment, because males are the ones that are safe, they don't bite. They will mate with the females that are out there, and then instead of that female, which potentially could produce up to 500 live adults in her lifetime, those offspring will not occur. They will die before they reach adulthood.
Mm.
So effectively, it's birth control for insects is the sort of way to think about it.
Very interesting. We're going to go to break here, and I want to come back and talk about specifically what you do, how you develop this. I guess you guys are the patent holders for this particular type of technology.
Sure, we are, yeah.
Amazing. All right. Hayden Perry is here. All things dengue fever, mosquito eradication. We've got some news articles here we'll go over with him on the other side. And we'll also give you the website for OxyTech. It's oxytech.com if you want to go see their promo videos. Stay with us.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Genetic engineering firm, I guess, is the proper name for them. You can correct me if I'm wrong, has made big news. I mean, here it is in the current New Yorker magazine. It's got Obama as a doctor on the front. New York Times, just hundreds of publications. Big debate down there in Florida, and he's saying, hey, Florida wants the technology, they get it. Specifically, though, let me read to you out of New Yorker on page 44 in this current July 9th issue. It says, environmentalists have expressed concern about what might happen if some of the modified females survived and while biting people injected them with an engineered protein. Oxytec separates males from females, but with so many mosquitoes, a few genetically modified females invariably slip by. Oxytec puts the number at about 1 in 3,000. This is a nightmare scenario, and we don't have any published data that answers the question. And I saw a quote in my stack here from someone at your company, it may have been you, correct me if I'm wrong, saying, hey, they're not going to pass any of their DNA or whatever onto you, or viruses, RNA. But, I mean, doesn't a female mosquito bite you and inject saliva into you to liquefy before exsanguinating the delicious meal so she can produce her larva? You're saying there's no danger?
No, we're saying there's no danger, but I would also emphasize that everything we do, whenever we work in any country, we always work with the experts, whoever they may be, whether it's the Ministry of Health, whether it's a leading research institute. And we also always work with under whatever regulatory system there is. So you've always got an expert, an expert institution that we're working with, which is local, and you've always got
you're the expert on these mosquitoes. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that knows more than you. Why do you say they're safe?
Okay, why do we say they're safe? Because, firstly, the DNA, what we've done is we've put in two changes, if you like, to produce this sterility effect. Now, this protein that's expressed doesn't come up in the salivary glands of the female. You can't find it there. So you're not going to get any mosquito biting you and pass this protein. Even if you did, this protein, we've done very thorough studies on it, and it doesn't show up in any of the databases as an allergen or toxic or whatever. So it looks absolutely safe, and it's not in the salivary glands. And the other thing, which is a bit more anecdotal and less scientific, is obviously we work with them all the time, and we've all been bitten over and over again.
Well, I think that's probably is some of the better proof right there. I mean, the old-fashioned thing, nobody's getting sick there being bit. How do you feed these little buggers?
How do we feed them? In the lab, do you mean, in the production system?
Yes, I mean, do you throw, like, some poor dog in there? And I'm joking. or do they just go to a Petri dish and ingest cow's blood? What is it?
Yeah, so we have blood that we get given to us, we buy, and then we create these. It's like a little plate, if you like, with a film over it, and then that plate is put on top of the cage. You can put some CO2, some carbon dioxide into the cage.
Because they track off that, right?
Yeah, they track off. Females are attracted to the pheromones that we give off. They're attracted to the carbon dioxide that we give off. They're attracted to sort of those factors. So if you give them a source of blood, you give them a couple of signals.
Sounds like bureaucrats. Sounds like tax collectors.
Yes, well, I can't comment on that.
Okay, so this is intriguing. What kind of blood do you feed them?
Horse, normally.
Ah, horse. Is it taken fresh from the horses, or is it a French restaurant you get it from?
No, it would be taken from a particular source. I'm not close enough, to be honest. I'd need to get one of my guys to give you an answer to that. But basically, it's a controlled source.
You're not getting them from the Queen of England who's got toddlers strung up by their ankles, are you?
No, nor from anyone's favorite racehorse. Okay. Yeah, no.
I'm sorry. I talk bad about the Queen. I want to apologize for that now. Hey, the Diamond Jubilee just happened. Are you still celebrating?
Oh, yeah, we have to celebrate all year. It's mandatory or else we get exported.
Here's something else, man. All right, listen, we're going to go to break. A longer segment coming up. I want to give you the floor to talk about why you think this is safe, where you're doing it, some of the other mosquitoes you're working on, and the rest of it. And for those that don't know, there are a lot of other companies. I know decades ago they had GMO larvas to kill the fire ants. Maybe you can tell us, because I know you're a scientist who studies bugs, and I want them working for you. What other kind of GMO bugs are out there? I think we should go in that direction. But Hayden Perry came on. He's very confident, and he's a good salesman. In fact, I'm ready to wade into a bunch of these mosquitoes right now. I'm going to snort them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa le viento la vida.
I'm Alex Jones. We're joined by Hayden Perry, CEO of Oxitec. And I've got the New York Times here. Concerns are raised about genetically engineered mosquitoes. I've got some of the quotes here. The Oxitec technique, however, is not foolproof. Alfred M. Handler, geneticist at the Agriculture Department in Gainesville, Florida, said the mosquitoes, while being bred for generations in a lab, can evolve resistance to the lethal gene and might then be released inadvertently. Or what about mutations? Todd Shelley, an entomologist for the Agriculture Department of Hawaii, said in a commentary published on Sunday by Nature Biotechnology that 3.5% of the insects in the lab tests survived to adulthood despite presumably carrying the lethal gene. I think the concern here, Hayden, is how does the gene cut off the life cycle or sterilize? What does it do in these? Because, you know, we have the UN and all these other people, the science czar at the White House saying we want to put stuff in the food and water to sterilize or reduce population. That seems to be the Moonraker, dream of these neo-eugenicists. That's kind of the end trendy thing. I don't know. I mean, you're from a big university of scientists. I don't know if you've hung out with the trendies. What's your view on world population? You know, I just see a children of men scenario. If it's not from your mosquito, there's so many of these bugs, insects being released, spider goats, everything else, human genes and cows so they can get organs. I mean, I'm already seeing problems from GMO. I mean, do you get some of the apprehension out there that people have, or should we just embrace it right now and just inject ourselves with mosquito genetics?
No, I think what we have as societies, we have a number of challenges in all walks of life, and I think what we try and do is to innovate to make things safer, to make them more environmentally sustainable. And I think that's what we're seeing here. I mean, at the end of the day, what are we doing at the moment about mosquitoes? We produce chemicals which are like a blanket bombing approach. We swamp the place with chemicals. At the same time as we're trying to take out the dengue mosquito, we're also taking out umpteen other species, which do no harm at all and also disrupt the food chain.
And bioaccumulates in us. Oh, I agree that...
And accumulates. So, you know, we are already carrying out a very, what I would call a fairly brutal way of trying to solve a particular problem spread by one mosquito, which is in and around the home. And also we're not being successful because this mosquito, despite best efforts, is not controlled. So if anyone wants to look at the Florida Keys website, you'll see that even now, one in five houses they find this particular mosquito in. Despite all the best efforts, and down in the Keys, you've probably got one of the best mosquito control teams around. You know, we work with people in a number of different countries. These are top-class guys, and they've got the resources, and they find it very, very difficult to control this mosquito.
I was about to say, a lot of these lobbies out there would make more money using poison. So, I mean, I would imagine there are some lobbies out there that probably are more than happy to demonize your program because it would probably be much cheaper to use the genetic warfare aspect than chemical warfare.
Well, I think our approach will be cheaper than chemicals, but I think it will also be more effective, and I think it'll be much better for the environment because we're like a sort of sniper's rifle, if you like. We're only looking to take out the one insect that's causing the problem, and that insect shouldn't be there. It should not be in the Keys. It should not be in the States. It came from Africa.
How did it get over? In a load of lumber or something? Or they don't know?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, it moved. Mosquito eggs are fantastically transportable, and they're really resilient. So if you have freight going onto a boat coming out of Africa and moving across the States, or it's coming from Cuba or Puerto Rico, wherever it's coming from, and you have mosquitoes laying eggs in and around that freight because there's some standing water, those mosquito eggs will be there, and they will come over and they will get unloaded. And the other way you transport mosquitoes is through planes. I mean, we've all been in an aeroplane, and as you're coming into land, the people come through and spray insecticides. That's how we transport them around. We have changed our environment by bringing these mosquitoes in. And I reckon, you know, our method is we are just focusing on the one mosquito that's causing the problem.
Well, you seem like a nice enough fella, but I mean, you can see why people get concerned when, I mean, explain exactly what this does to the mosquito, because you put them on antibiotics. I mean, explain what's happening here.
Oh, okay. Well, there's two different things. The way in which this mosquito, this mosquito has a gene that when it's inherited by the offspring, results in the offspring dying before they get to adulthood. Basically, it disrupts the way in which the cells grow. Now, of course, if you have that in a mosquito and it can't get to adulthood, then the next question is, well, how on earth can you create enough mosquitoes to put them out into the environment? So the system has a way in which we can block that effect. So we can actually feed these mosquitoes in the production environment with a chemical called tetracycline. That actually suppresses the lethal effect, and it does it through a molecular blocking effect. It doesn't do it because it's an antibiotic. It's a pure sort of lock and key molecular effect. So in the laboratory or the lab, you can actually effectively give these mosquitoes an antidote. You can create large numbers of them, and then you can withdraw that. And for the generation that you're going to release, you just release the males. They don't have access to the tetracycline in the open environment, and by definition, then they're sterile. They're carrying that gene.
So they go out and breed with the females.
Yeah, they go out and breed with the females, and every time they breed with a female, instead of that female having 70 to 100 eggs each time and up to 500 in their lifetime, then they won't produce viable offspring. Now, if you keep releasing the males over a period of time, then you'll bring that population right down. But you won't be affecting other mosquitoes. You won't be affecting other insects like you would with an insecticide. So it's species-specific.
I got to tell you, just my gut with these hundreds of companies, you know, developing different insect-based systems. And I mean, look, you saw it come out with GlaxoSmithKline this week with a whole bunch of their drugs. They knew they were killing people. They knew some drugs weren't even helping people and were only hurting them. It was all a big joke. You've got Merck. But I know these are big, giant, faceless companies. You're the head of your small company. You're coming on. You believe in your product. I don't think you're a bad guy. But you've got these faceless bureaucracies, Merck, you know, caught with its vaccines, knowing it's giving people measles, mumps, rubella in the shot, killing people in cases. You got Bayer knowing HIV and hepatitis is in the factor VIII for 11 years, shipping it out worldwide. It's that cold-blooded, really craziness of these companies. And now we see it with the big GMO companies and clear connections to problems. You know, the honeybees can't eat it, but we supposedly can eat it. You know, it's got its own pesticide. Oh, it's natural, but it's 1,000 times stronger. All these gut disorders. Something is wrong. And I think part of it is the pesticide load in the environment. Undoubtedly, autism is a cocktail. It's linked to that. So I'm not just here blaming GMO. My issue is when Bill Gates is running around releasing mosquitoes at events and funding mosquitoes, forcefully inoculating you and giggling about it, that's why people are really scared of this. I understand you're a smaller company that's developed this, and I don't want to get you in trouble with potential funders like Herr Gates, but, I mean, certainly I would imagine your company's probably been contacted. You've probably been had people bring this up to you, these points I'm raising.
Yeah, sure. Just let me also make one sort of distinction, I suppose. We're a company that came out of Oxford University, and we are a small company. We haven't got the resources of the big guys in the GlaxoSmithKline, which means we can't do everything indoors. We can't do it all ourselves. So that means we always work with other institutions. So we work, for example, in Malaysia directly with the Ministry of Health. We work in Panama with the Gorgas Institute, which is one of the sort of world-leading mosquito research institutes. So we always work with leading institutes. So that gives a measure of comfort because there's nothing sort of, as I would say, there's no sort of closed doors. And we also work in a very sort of transparent
way. Sure, it's like you've got BP ordering the drilling company to pour water in. The company said it will blow up, and they said, we want to save money, so it blew up. You're saying that there is you know, basically a committee process, and there's a lot of different people looking at it. It's not just a corporate CEO saying, do this.
Yeah, it's not just us. You know, this is a new technology. So everybody, you know, if you get the science world and you get those people involved in these sorts of approaches, I mean, everybody does want a piece of the action. Everyone does want to understand it. They want to get their hands on it. So we work with the Pasteur Institute in France. And, you know, people say, can we have your mosquitoes? Can we do tests on them? The answer is basically, yes, you can. And that helps us as well because we're so small. We just can't do it all ourselves.
But certainly you've got to know that this is the type of technology a government could use or develop as something that renders humans basically stunted where we never were able to develop. That's almost the opposite of what they do in Brave New World.
Well, there's a big distinction. Can I answer a slightly different question,
sure.
Which is, you know, the approach that other companies or other people are taking around mosquitoes and just the whole sort out the whole GM insect piece. Now, obviously, mosquitoes spread disease like malaria, dengue fever. We know that. Now, clearly there are researchers all the way around the world thinking there's got to be a better way than just throwing out lots of chemical. And so what you have there is you have a lot of people working on different methods. Now, you'll get one guy who will say, well, okay, I've got a clever idea. Let's suppose I could make the dengue mosquito not catch the virus itself, because if it can't get the virus, it can't transmit it. So someone will work on a genetic change that will be looking to stop the mosquito getting a virus, or looking to stop it developing it, or finding another way to shorten its life cycle. You'll get a whole series of different sort of strategies, all sort of coming in this area. And there's a fundamental difference between us and all of those, because all of those strategies center on making some sort of change that persists. So in other words, people are working on ideas that say, if I can make a mosquito less susceptible to disease, then by definition it won't spread virus, etc. But to get that out, to make that effective, you've got to actually change the mosquito species. You've got to push that out.
You're just eradicating them.
And we're not eradicating them, and we're not spreading a gene through the environment, either through time and generation.
Well, then what do you call it then if you're reducing?
Well, what we're doing, I'd call it elimination, because you imagine our approach. We put out every mosquito we put out, it's only going to fly 200 yards. They don't fly any further. Normal ones don't. What GMOs don't. They're all the same. They don't fly very far. Imagine two towns next door to each other, exactly the same. And imagine we release our mosquitoes in town A and not in town B. Well, what's going to happen? We release our males in town A. They're going to mate with the females. No offspring. We're going to keep releasing. They bring the dengue mosquito population right down. What's the effect in town B where we're not releasing? Answer, nothing. Because these mosquitoes, they only do two things. They go out, mate with a female, and die, and the offspring die. Or they go out, they don't find a female, they die. That's it. Now, I do understand the concern very much with any form of new technology, which is why I think external scrutiny and regulation is very important. But I also understand, you know, when you get to GM crops, what you've actually got with a GM crop is you're giving the crop some kind of advantage. You're giving it a way of protecting itself from insect attack or from a herbicide. You're giving it some natural advantage, and then you are propagating that down the generations. What are we doing? We're doing the opposite. We're giving the insect the biggest disadvantage it can get, which is not being able to breed effectively. So ours is a very sort of limited, targeted type of approach. And fundamentally, that puts us in a very different camp to everybody else.
Oh, no, I understand. That's why this is so intriguing. But, I mean, certainly, if you've worked in a university environment, and a lot of this came out of England, you've certainly heard all these calls to artificially make people not reproduce at the current levels because, quote, the earth is overpopulated. So can you imagine how this creeps people out, hearing about this technology in mosquitoes?
I can. I mean, I think all technology, until it's understood, has elements of uncertainty.
Sure. What is your view on world population?
My view is these things tend to be self-balancing, actually. I think as you increase, I mean, what history shows is that as countries increase in prosperity and the actual birth rate tends to go down because your confidence in the survival of your children goes up. And then you move from sort of the basic instinct of needing your children to survive to actually giving them a better education.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, Europe's 1.3 now. U.S. is similar. Russia's dying. Japan's dying. We've got the opposite problem. I mean, the West is not going to be here in 100 years.
Well, we're certainly going to be outcompeted by the Chinese. That's for certain, both technically and economically.
Well, that's right. We always talk about what England, the U.S., Europe's doing with genetic engineering. The real revolution's in China, isn't it?
The real revolution's in China, and you've got countries like Brazil. I mean, that is a staggering environment. We do a lot of work in Brazil. We've done a lot of this mosquito work in Brazil. But the sort of go-ahead attitude, the quality of the science out of there, the number of academic papers coming out, the whole just vital economy.
Yeah, I'm going to make a prediction.
These guys are on a roll.
I'm going to say this now, though. A lot of people in your line of work obviously mean well and want to save the world, but I'm just going to say it right now, studying history. There are already disasters being caused by all this untested out there, and statistically it's not going to be your mosquitoes. And I'm predicting mega disaster within 10 years out of all this GMO. And I just hope we survive, because if you got 10,000 companies pell-mell with gene guns splicing everything in the world open air, it's only a matter of time till big trouble comes out of all this.
Well, I think, okay, I'm not going to defend an entire industry. I defend ourselves, but I'm not going to defend anyone else. But if you look at something like GM crops, there were huge claims made about how that was going to cause problems in a whole series of areas. And I think there's been now, I saw a paper the other day saying something like 3 trillion meals have been eaten containing food that contains, that came from a GM crop.
Sure, but that becomes a PR debate. We've got massive evidence it's causing problems.
If you get the claim and counterclaim. I think what, at the end of the day, one does with these things is you've got to make sure your scientific scrutiny is top-notch, as good as you can do it. You make sure you understand your risks, and you make sure you understand your benefits. And you also say, well, what else am I doing? Am I happy with what I'm doing?
Hey, Perry, I've got one more question for you when we come back. Sure. Stay there. Folks can go to the website, oxytech.com. They've got little vampire flying insects there available.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of 4 a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy 2 or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Okay, Hayden Perry, you got cut off by the break. Go ahead and finish your point, sir.
I've completely forgotten what point I was making. Can you remind me?
You were just getting into the fact that GMO has just been absolutely wonderful.
No, I wasn't. What I was basically saying is that you get claim and counterclaim in any of these things. There's a lot of science that says that GM crops are very, very safe. They've done a lot in terms of reducing pesticides use. And they're very safe to humans, and that's the vast bulk of the scientific argument.
All the Roundup Ready stuff, that's most of the GMO out there. It means more chemicals.
No, actually, it means less. I mean, I'm certainly not one to defend Monsanto and Roundup, but actually, if you look at the environmental effect of spraying Roundup on a maize field, comparing to spraying the old maize selective herbicides, Roundup is genuinely better. But, I think Monsanto can defend themselves. They don't need me to.
Well, listen, here's my last question. I saw news headlines. Mosquito tests may occur without permit. This is out of the local newspaper there, The Citizen. What's happening right now? I mean, who decides whether you release these little creatures?
Well, that headline is nonsense. We would never go ahead without regulatory oversight. And we've said that, been in Florida Keys and said it. We've had a town hall meeting and we've said that. So what's happening right now? Right now, we have opened what they call a file with the SDA, with the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. And they are starting to look through the data we've given them and the dossiers we've given them. And they will come back to us to say whether the data is sufficient, whether they need more. And we'll start a process of, our views being challenged and tested and the data being scrutinized, and we go through that process. So I don't know how long that's going to take. And in fact, that's one of the questions we've asked. One of our questions is, how long does this take? And the answer is, no one knows. I mean, we go into that process and we come out at the other end at some point when they're satisfied.
Well,
no way we release without going through and coming out the other side of that process. There'd be absolutely no point.
All right. Well, Hayden Perry, CEO of Oxytech, oxytech.com. Folks can find out more. You've got some videos explaining it all there. I appreciate you coming on and giving us your perspective on the other side of this. My gut tells me that all of this is going to end up basically with the fate of Atlantis. And I'm not against technology. I just think it's all moving forward so quickly, and the track records we've seen that we're flirting with disaster, but we'll see what happens. Thank you for joining us.
We'll see what happens. Thank you, Alex.
All right, there he goes from the UK. Very nice to spend that much time with us. Now, there is a lot we're going to be covering, obviously, on the nightly news tonight, I should add, but we'll just have that posted at prisonplanet.tv. Going to have some big breaking news there. I don't have time to get into it all, but I really differ with his claim of no big problems with GMO. The mainstream media won't cover what's happened, but we know. I mean, we know the inserts of the vaccines, it says, causes cancer, can kill you, narcolepsy, epilepsy, yada, yada, yada. And then the vaccine people go on national TV and say, there are no side effects. And then now they're having to go, it did cause some people to have seizures and die, but it's, Gardasil is killing some people, but it's okay. And then it turns out the stuff doesn't even protect you. Well, I knew that 5 years ago. It said on the insert, doesn't protect you from it. In the case of Gardasil or any of this, it's all in the fine print, folks. And this guy may mean well, and I'm not saying there isn't technology out there, but this playing God is going to really cause us problems.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.